Episode 1369, Guard Your Body Against Breast Cancer.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is your health day. It is Wellness Wednesday day. And today it's all about guarding your body against breast cancer. Maybe you've talked about this. Maybe this is a taboo subject. Today it's not. We're diving in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What are you doing to guard your body against breast cancer? And yes, you can actually make wise choices when it comes to your nutrition and lifestyle. Now, I get it. This is probably a weird subject to talk about. We don't really want to talk about breasts because sometimes it's too sexual. Or we think, maybe I don't want to go there. Or you're afraid that you might step on somebody's toes. Or it might be that somebody has had breast cancer, and it's one of those very sensitive subjects. Either way, no matter how you look at it, you matter, and we need to talk about breast cancer. And it's not just for women, it's also for men. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't listened to the episode 1356, Bethany Palmer, I Am a Survivor, she gives an incredible story of her walk through breast cancer and her fight and her battle. But she didn't battle it because she had God on her side. And on top of that, she's a survivor. And she's celebrating now 10 years of being cancer free. She has been healed and praise the Lord. It's just amazing. So if you haven't listened to that episode, it's in the show notes. Click on that link, or you can just go to episode 1356, episode 1356. But I really want you to listen up. We have had other episodes like this, but it's crazy how when I read the statistics that are out there, they're not decreasing. They're actually increasing. And that scares me, not just as a woman, but as a mom. It scares me for my girls and it scares me for my boys because yes, men too can have breast cancer. In 2018, it's estimated that among women and men in the United States, there will be 266,120 new cases of invasive breast cancer. And breast cancer deaths, this number is astounding, 40,920. Now, these stats are coming from the American Cancer Society in 2018. So these were released early in 2018. For men, listen to this on the men's side. Yes, you have a guy in your life. Listen, new cases of invasive breast cancer, 2,550. Now you're like, yeah, but women are so much more. Yes, but think about it. Men, they don't have breasts like we do, yet they can get breast cancer. So pay attention to that. And 480 breast cancer deaths when it comes to men. This is a wake-up call for us. You want to look at getting healthy? Man, October is a great month to start really looking at what you're doing and how you're caring for your body. You know, conventional medicine sometimes overlooks the preventative side of caring for your body. Now, I understand that this truly depends upon your medical provider, because you may have a medical provider that's like, oh, all over everything, preventative. When you're in the midst of it, they want to get to the root of the problem. Plus, they want to treat the symptoms and it's all. But then you have some that are raised where I'm just going to give you medication. It's going to, you know, we're going to let it do its job. You have got to be your best advocate for your health. It's your body. You matter. And so you've got to guard your body against breast cancer. You make and can make powerful and effective decisions to guard your body against breast cancer. Understand that you always want to work in conjunction, though, with your medical provider. If you are already being treated for other things or you're on medication, make sure that what you're doing is in line with what your medical provider is wanting. Have those conversations. They are there to support you. And they're not a dictator. It's your health and you have choices. So make sure you look at the whole picture and you work in conjunction with your medical provider. I think it's so important. So today we're going to break it down into 10 things that you can do within your life, your nutrition, your healthy lifestyle. And it may be some things you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to do this and I better do it now. Or maybe it's like, I'm already doing it. So use it as kind of a checklist, a check and balances. And think about, okay, what am I doing right now? What can I go ahead and implement that I can do to help guard my body against breast cancer? Number one, this is my number one all. And I talk about this across the spectrum when it comes to your health. You got to reduce or eliminate sugar. And I'm talking about the processed CRAP that's out there. And you know what? We all eat a lot of it. Now, I can't because my body cannot handle it. It just can't. I've tried it and I've done experiments on my own body. That's for another episode, though. And it is crazy how my body reacts. And a lot of us are just like, yeah, I'm just kind of going through the motions. I got to eat. So this looks good. That looks good. I'm going to trust the companies that are putting things out. You got to read the labels. You got to know what you're putting in your body. So you got to reduce and eliminate sugar. And for me, I eliminate it. That's my personal choice. Now, the only sugar I get is truly through the healthy side of if God made it, I can have it. So I get it from fruits when I have fruit. I don't have a lot of fruit, but when I do have it, I get it from fruits. And mainly my sugar comes from vegetables. That's where I get my carbohydrates from. So for you, what is it for you? Is, you know, are you going out every single day eating lunch and or dinner? You're going through the drive-through. Are you picking up, you know, your favorite hot coffee drinks that are mixed with all this stuff? Well, do you know what's going in there? Do you know actually how much sugar that you're taking? Think about a smoothie. Do you know what your sugar intake is? And when I say sugar, I'm saying carbohydrates. That's across the board. Okay. A total carbohydrates. I'm not breaking it down into fiber and sugars. No, I'm talking about you need to look at your total carbohydrates. A lot of us don't understand that when we have a smoothie, we actually might be taking in more sugar that way than eating the actual protein and the greens themselves and figuring another way to intake it. So you really got to know what you're doing. And so honestly, the simplest way to guard your body against breast cancer is to eliminate sugar. Get rid of it. And that means you will be reducing the amount of processed food you take in and what you're eating when you're watching your sugar intake. There are other ways around it. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be addressing some of these fun ways that you can, yes, fun ways that you can come and reduce your sugar, but not lose living a healthy lifestyle. I know because I'm doing it. It's not easy, but it is simple. And for some of us who have an addiction, our bodies, my body has an addiction to sugar. It truly does. And the way it reacts to it is absolutely chaos. It creates chaos. And what does sugar do? It feeds the cancer cells. So if you want to reduce your risk of cancer overall, and especially breast cancer as a female, since females are more likely to get it, men, we know you can too, reduce or eliminate your sugar. Number one, right off the bat. Number two, increase your fiber. Most of us are not eating enough fiber. We're just not. We think we are. We've got to start adding in more leafy greens, okay? It's so critical for our gut health and our overall health. We got to have it. And you've got to figure a way to put it in. Now, some people say, well, that's why I have smoothies. And now you're telling me I've got sugar. I'm telling you to know what you have. Because if you think you're having a smoothie and you're thinking it only has 10 grams of sugar, I bet you're more into the 30 to 60 grams of sugar. Seriously, by the time you add up all the fruits that you're putting in there and all of that, unless you're doing just a green smoothie with some coconut water, you better take a look at that. Seriously. So you've got to increase your fiber. Aim for about 35 grams per day by eating foods like vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, and whole grains like brown rice. Okay. Those are a great way to increase your fiber. Number three, pair protein and fat with every meal. And I've mentioned before, too, you want to have protein with anything and everything that you eat. So if you're having a snack, make sure that you have protein along with whatever you're going to add to it. Don't just eat something alone. And a lot of us, what? We grab that Snickers bar or that chocolate bar, or we go for a granola bar. Well, look to see, is there protein? And then also look at the what? The fiber intake, and also what? The sugar. See, already we're looking at this going, okay, I can do it. And yes, is it going to take work? It does. You don't have to do everything at once. You start with, okay, maybe for me it is sugar, or maybe for you it's fiber. Where do you want to start? Right now, though, we're talking about number three, protein and fat with every meal. With protein and fat, it's essential for rebuilding and healing your body. If you want to build muscle, and it's important for you to build muscle because as you get older, you lose muscle and you lose it faster than what you did when you were growing up. We lose it a lot faster. And so that's why strength training is so important. Your resistance training is so important. But when you do that, you have to have protein and, yes, healthy fats. And you can also, some other great sources of protein that you can have are fish, meat, poultry, and eggs. You can also get it through nuts, seeds, and legumes. Now, those are plant-based, and they're also a great source of healthy fats there. These help balance the blood sugar effects of what? Carbohydrates. That's your sugars. So again, we're sitting here trying to figure out what is really good for our bodies. And it's what? It's this balancing act that we're on. Well, that's what you're looking at. You want to guard your body against breast cancer. You're looking at balancing all of your nutritional things that you're bringing into your body. And understand, our food sources are losing their nutrients. And so if we don't watch what we are actually eating and intaking, then we are not doing our body the goodness that God wants us to do to our body. He wants you to take care of your body. Your body is the temple of God, and we have to treat it accordingly. Also, with protein and fat, keep in mind that the fats themselves, it helps you absorb the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. You cannot absorb those unless if you're eating fat. So when you're taking those vitamins, if you're taking supplements, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, you need to make sure you're eating some healthy fats with it. And what I like to say, if you're like, gosh, I don't know what to eat for breakfast, eggs. Eggs is your one thing that's the most well-rounded thing that you can eat. Now, if you're allergic to eggs, we need to talk. There are other options for you. It gets a little more complicated, but there are other options. But if you're like, I can have eggs, then have a couple eggs, make it hard-boiled, scrambled, over easy, however you want it, and then take your vitamins because that will allow you to absorb your vitamins. An egg is a perfect thing. It's a perfect balance of your protein, sugars, and fats. So that's what you want to have ultimately in your body and really balance it. Number four, we were just talking about vitamins. You've got to consume a multivitamin. You want to supplement your nutrients with a multivitamin plus fish oil, because your fish oil is going to help control what? Inflammation. And inflammation is what? Cause of a disease and all this other stuff, right? Disease like your heart disease and you know, your diabetes and your high blood pressure. And we could go on and on. Taking a multivitamin is essential because our food sources, where it comes from, our grounds have changed, and we're not getting those minerals and those vitamins like we used to way back when. Seriously, they've done studies on it over and over and over. Research, they've spent plenty of money to tell us that we still are not getting enough of what we need by just eating our foods alone. So if you're like, I only want to eat food, I get you. I would love just to eat food, but we need to have a multivitamin in our diet. And you need to include fish oil too. It's essential for really living a healthy, well-rounded life. Number five, we're moving out of really the idea of our nutrition and coming in more to lifestyle here. So number five is you got to control stress. Managing stress is an essential lifestyle trait you want to adopt. You have to. Because if you don't, it is going to rule your world. You're concerned about inflammation on the inside. You need to be concerned about inflammation on the outside too. And that comes from stress. It works both ways. So when we're out of control, then not only does it affect our mind, but it also what affects our body. It's all connected. So control that stress. And one multiple ways that you can actually control the stress is meditation, yoga, deep breathing, whatever helps you to manage stress. Maybe it's a massage. Great excuse. Say, hun, I'll take a massage monthly special every single, you know, week or every 2 weeks. You know, if you're trying to figure out what do I want to gift myself? Because as we get older, think about it. What do we really need in life anymore? We have some things that we maybe want or need, but look at your health. And so if stress is something for you, you have young kids or you're just in a season of your life right now that you just need some help with it, then get help. You know, maybe you need to get a coach. Maybe you need to actually do yoga and figure it out if you haven't ever done it before. You need to find ways to really let go of the chaos that's in your life and that's really causing you tension, because it leads to horrible things in the long run. And that's just not something or a place that you really want to go. Number 6, support your gut. Yes, we're talking about gut health. You got to eat some fermented foods. Yummy, yummy. And that includes fiber and probiotics to keep your gut healthy. Without having a good, healthy gut. And if you've been on antibiotics a lot, what is it doing? It's killing all your good bacteria in your gut. Yes, you have bacteria in your body. We think about using a hand sanitizer or soap on our hands, right, to clean them because we don't want to spread bacteria. But in our bodies, we have to have a healthy gut. And a healthy gut means that there is bacteria. This is going to keep your immune system working very well. And with the season of what? Winter around the corner, flu season upon us, right? The flu shots are already out. If that's, you know, something that you need to do, think about that too. Oh my goodness, mark on my calendar, I need to go get a flu shot. You've got to take care of your gut, because your gut is going to help fight whatever is coming into your body. It's the first line of defense. So take care of it. Eat some fermented foods and make sure you have that higher fiber intake too, along with probiotics, okay? Number 7, reduce toxins. Oh my goodness. This truly is one that we don't think a lot about. And I know personally for me, I've made changes in our household over the years because of my personal exposure and things that I have found with my health, and how it even changes like how I wash my clothes, what shampoos that I use. You have to watch what you expose yourself to, including cleaners. What do you use to clean the house? Are you using stuff that's toxic? Anything that says keep out of the reach of children, you want to question, is it because it really is dangerous, or is it because there's chemicals in there that will do more damage to everybody, not just children? And that's important to understand. You've got to read those labels. Do your research. Cosmetics. Can you believe it, women? I heard, and I'm probably not going to quote this right, so please do not get upset with me when I quote it probably totally wrong, but I will come close to the spectrum. They said on average, us as women, we eat 12 pounds or more of lipstick in our lifetime. Can you imagine? 12 pounds of lipstick. Okay, think about how much your little bit of lipstick weighs, or putting in all your lip gloss. That's a ton of lipstick. So when you think, oh my gosh, toxins, what's in your lipstick that you're putting on? Your mouth. Because guess what? You're ingesting that. It's on your lips. It's going into your bloodstream. Okay? These are things that we have to think about. And now we even have men that are wearing cosmetics. What are they using? So be aware of what you're exposing yourself to. So cleaners, cosmetics, shampoos and conditioners. Yes, your head. Okay, so important. Lotions. Are you lotioning up? You get dry during the winter? It's around the corner. What are you using? These are all things that we have to think about. And it's important that we understand what's in it. Also, drinking good water. That doesn't mean you have to go and drink bottled water, but make sure that the source of your water is a good source. Make sure your water is clean. Know how they're cleaning it. Look it up. It's important to know within your town, should I be drinking it or do I need to filter it myself? And also know where your food's coming from. Again, you want to reduce these toxins. Number 8, this is one you probably are not going to want to do, but it is Wellness Wednesday. So besides what? Nutrition, we have to talk about intentional movement. Yes, number 8 is intentional movement. Fitness keeps your body strong and resilient by improving insulin sensitivity, balancing your estrogen, and maintaining a healthy body weight, all of which we need to guard against breast cancer. Now, am I saying that if you have intentional movement and you're the best of all best and you're healthy? No, you listened to the episode from Bethany Palmer. She was healthy and she still got breast cancer. So I'm not saying one is a solution to all. This is to help guard against breast cancer. And some of these you might already be doing, but some of them you may not. So you want to add in some, take one at a time, and begin to make those lifestyle changes. So when we're talking about intentional movement, studies show a correlation between regular exercise and a reduction in breast cancer. So now is a great time to begin. Start by walking. And guess what? When you walk, you're also reducing your stress. Walking does the body good. It's the easiest intentional movement you can ever, ever do to yourself. So go out and walk the puppy dog. Go out and take a walk with the kids. You don't even have to run. Just make it a good, brisk walk. That doesn't mean fast. It doesn't mean you have to move your arms so fast that you're huffing and puffing and you're just going at it all the time. No, but make it to where maybe you are just a little winded when you're talking. Not like that kind of winded, but a winded where it's like you really have to take in a deep breath once in a while to carry on the conversation, okay? So intentional movement, add it to your calendar. Make a date. I'm telling you, you got to make a date with it. And finally, number 9. Okay, I told a fib. I said we're going to do 10. It's really 9. My fault. Number 9, the most important, which we leave to last, is sleep, sleep, and sleep. Make sure you are getting your 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Now, that doesn't mean that you can sleep all the way through. I got to tell you, there are nights that I don't sleep all the way through. But if I can get 3.5 to 4 hours of solid sleep, and then maybe I wake up and then I go back to sleep, that's a good night for me. That's a great night for me. And for my body overall, I don't need a lot of sleep when I'm eating right, when I'm working out right. It's just my makeup. I don't know why. Maybe when I get a little bit older, it will change. But you will know your body. On average, it's 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Are there exceptions to that rule? Yes, there are. I'm kind of a weird exception to that rule. But you need to try. You've got to have that downtime, that rest time. Maybe you're not actually sleeping, but you need to allow that body just to what? Relax. You could be just closing your eyes and just having some meditation quiet time right before bed. Everything is still and you're just kind of in the zone for 30 minutes to an hour. And then you nicely drift off to sleep. Okay, so maybe you're only getting 6.5 of those hours, but that other hour is that meditation quiet time. So you are getting some rest because remember, your body does what? It heals when it rests. When you're moving and going throughout the day, it can't do that because you're what? You're working. And when you're working, your cells are required to do other things. You heal, your immune system builds back up. Everything restores and rejuvenates when you rest. So you got to sleep, sleep, sleep. This is not easy to do. I know, I get it. And I've spoken and met with many women who have battled breast cancer. And I've also known those who battled it and didn't lose their battle, because I don't want to say that. But breast cancer beat them. And we have to take our bodies seriously. We have to take our health seriously. Put yourself first. If you honestly are like, I don't know where to start. I'm confused. I have too much to do. I'm coming and going. And I really need to be doing all nine of these. And I don't feel like I'm doing any of them. Where do I start? How do I set up a system or a schedule? Or what do I need to do? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I want to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. We can actually sit down and work a strategy out, implement some tools that you could have right now at your fingertips to begin to impact and change your life. You matter. This isn't something that you should be putting off. When you kind of have that nudge or that gut feeling or just kind of that thought that goes, maybe I should go to the doctor. Why are you thinking that? Maybe you need to pay attention to that. Maybe if you've had a pain or a cramp recently and you're like, I don't know, I'll just put it off. It's okay, it'll pass. But it's been 2 or 3 months and it's still there. And you don't feel like you've done anything to continually aggravate it. Maybe that's the nudge you need to go and have yourself looked at. You need to be what? Taking care of your body. Go and get your mammograms, women. Come on. You need to take care of you. You cannot take care of the people that God has placed in your care if you're not taking care of yourself. Make that appointment today to go and have a yearly checkup. Get your mammogram. If you've never had one, How many have I had? I can't count. I've had a lot. And it's because, no, not because it runs in our family. It's because I'm trying to take care of my body. And it's important to do that. If you need someone to take care of the children, ask a friend and say, I'm going to get my mammogram. And guess what? You watch my kids. And then when you go get your mammogram, I'll watch your kids. It's a very, very easy trade-off. Your body is worth it. So don't take this lightly. So if you want help, click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Number two, make your appointments. Get those mammograms. Take care of you. If you were supposed to get it 3 months ago, get it on the calendar now. Figure it out and get it done before Christmas. If nothing else, it's on the calendar and schedule it. If you schedule it, you're more likely to go. And finally, just look at all of these nine things here that are going to help you with guarding your body against breast cancer. Pick one and start there. Start slow. I know, I get it. It can be more than overwhelming. I have had to kind of redo my body and redo my health. And when I redo it, I reevaluate it. I look at it and I'm like, okay, I need to change this, or I need to update this, or I need to switch this around. You need to do the same thing, but you don't have to do it all at once. Take one, start there, and implement slowly. If you're like, I don't even know where to start, I'm going to tell you this right now. Drink more water, number one. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. I'm on average drinking 3 liters of water a day. That's just me. My body works well with that. Maybe for you, if you haven't drank a lot, maybe eventually it'll only be 2 liters. But when I work out and all that, I need my 3 liters of water a day. My body is just like on point. Figure it out and start adding in that water, number one. And then number two, start reducing the amount of sugar intake. And the sugar that you do have, get it from what God made. If that's the bottom line as to where you need to start, that's where I would point you to. Allow that to begin for you to put yourself first. Take care of you. Guard your body against breast cancer. And I pray that you will live, love, and impact for many years to come because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.